Metra commuters, your attention please. The next Metra train approaching your station will be a Metra Express train and will not stop.
Welcome to Voices Carry Live. My name is Randy Scott. Welcome. Voices Carry Live is a podcast broadcasting to you live from the beautiful village of Cary. This is an independent venture. We are not endorsed or sanctioned by any organization or municipality. And this is a venture to bridge the gap between keyboard warrior social media to getting involved in the community and having your voices heard. So this is your show. Welcome. We had a beautiful weekend, unseasonably warm, and we can take a look at the live radar right now. This is a weather bug. Nothing currently in the area. But at the end of the show, I'm remaining hopeful for a white Christmas. I know we all want a white Christmas to enjoy unwrapping of gifts. And any holiday, if you celebrate Kwanzaa or Festivus, we all want to see some snow and have a beautiful dusting of snow on Christmas. But yeah, there's really no limit to what we can do or say here. What we go through is local events, just kind of really like nice local events, to where, you know, we all want to be involved in our community, but we don't have time to. So I do the legwork for you. I sift out some of the, that's not a very good story. So you don't have to go through and see all that jazz. And I bring to you some of the stuff that moves the needle, some of the stuff that not only makes you feel good, but it's like there's good stuff happening. And we have fun here. I have to switch to this camera. We do like to have fun here. As I get better at doing this live show, I've never done any live broadcasting before this venture, and we're at about 60 episode. The last upload I did, I saw it. You can see how many uploads you have, and we're at around show 60. So it's a new venture for me, and I enjoy taking that journey with you at home. It is marketed to the folks that live in Cary, but if you're not in Cary, fear not. If you see what we're doing here, and you like the feel of it, you like what we're doing, or if you don't like what we're doing and you're like, I can do that better, start it on your phone. Start it for your own community. And you know, the guardrails that we have here are remaining positive and optimistic, but still realist, but still get in the weeds of issues locally, to where we can get in there and try to mend the fabric together a little stronger for the community. I do have a nice show here. I saw these little envelope things that I have in the office, and I had an idea of doing like a Karnak, that idea was all of like 3 minutes ago when I was getting ready to go live. But I can do the so we can get started with our local events. Let's get started. The Northwest Herald is reporting the National Wreaths Across America initiative came to Crystal Lake this year, with local veterans groups placing the adornment at graves of fallen servicemen from the Civil War to Afghanistan. So we'd like to thank them for their service, and then also giving the recognition that these folks deserve by placing wreaths. So thank you to them. Northwest Herald, your pet wants you to enter him or her into the December Cutest Pet Contest, now through December 22nd. Upload your photo of your delightful pet, then come back between December 23rd to 28th to vote on your favorite cutest pet. Have fun. One thing we did have, we went on vacation. We went on holiday once. I have to turn that off. And we utilized the PetSmart in Crystal Lake for a few days of watching our dog. And they do cats as well. They have a whole pet hotel back there. It's not just a store. They have a whole pet hotel. And they actually have a lot of fun there. They took a picture. This was like around Halloween. So they took a picture of our dog in a Halloween costume. And we still have that picture today. So even though they might not like it, you know, you have to go up on if they approve of getting dressed up and stuff. But it's always fun to see them. I've seen those. One thing I'll always laugh at, and I'll pull in some for the next show, are costumes for animals that have, it looks like they're carrying something. Like I saw there was a USPS costume or a UPS costume, and the dog was carrying a package. And those are always fun. That'll always get a laugh out of me. Northwest Herald Preps reporting Adam and Bradley Bauer combined for 35 points in Cary Grove Hoops win over Marion Central Saturday. May the best be ahead for the junior twins. Congratulations to them. Cary Grove basketball boosters also. CG Boys Hoops at Elk Grove, 6:30 tip off. Going to be a non-con battle. Hope to see you there. That's tipped off about 20 minutes ago now. The Cary Grove girls basketball will be hosting an in-season clinic for 2nd through 8th graders on January 3rd. So you can find their link. Go to CG Girls Basketball and sign up for that basketball youth camp. Also, CG Basketball, Girls Basketball. Tonight, the Trojans travel to play Lake Zurich. See you there. Looks like varsity starts in about 10 minutes, so good luck to them. And then also over the weekend, final for Marion Central, boys varsity win, 81-48. McHenry County College, there was a commencement ceremony on Saturday, and we want to pass our congratulations along to all those future leaders and, you know, making it through college. So congratulations to them, class of 24. Cary Park District is reporting. Shout out to Inspiration Dance Studios Company on their incredible performance at the Windy City Bulls halftime show this past Friday. They say catch our next performance on January 25th at the Rockford Ice Hogs game. You will not want to miss it. The registration for spring is now open. Don't miss your chance to join the fun. Classes start January 13th. The Fox River Grove Library has a running club. This got my attention because they're making it fun. They're like, do you ever say that you should get into running? I'm a big fan of biking. I never really got into long distance running, but they say all skill levels here. So meet at Algonquin Road School for weekly all level fun runs. And then that's at 975 Algonquin Road. Tuesdays, 6:30. Thursdays, 6:30, and Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. The first Saturday of the month is Donut Day. And then a little vignette here. Have you ever said, I should really start running, or it would be so amazing to run that block, 5K, 10 marathon? Who's those crazy people running this weekend out in that cold weather? Well, this is the club for you if you want to get into it. Lake and McHenry County Scanner reporting county officials announced a first-of-its-kind care facility in Round Lake dedicating its to providing health services to veterans, first responders, and their families in Lake County. So this sort of specialty is always welcome, and we want to thank them for bringing that to the area. the village of Cary is reporting they had a officer just finished the academy. So congratulations to him, Jackson Moretti, from the 16-week basic law enforcement academy. That's him in the center. And then our chiefs on the left and right of him. We wish him luck and safe. And thank you for keeping the streets of Cary safe. Cary Junior High School students were challenged to build bird nests that met specific criteria. This activity modeled how animals use behaviors to increase reproduction and offspring success while fostering collaboration and problem solving. This looked like a fun event. Cary Area Public Library. Some photos from the green over screens. Snow Globes preschoolers Snow Globes preschooler event last week. They say to make your own snow globe at home, you'll need a clean glass jar with a lid, glitter, glycerin, baby oil, vegetable or olive oil, glue, distilled water, and plastic decor or figurines. They say glue the decor figurines to the center of the jar lid bottom. Make sure to leave room along the edge so that the lid will fit and screw shut. After gluing the items, turn the lid upside down and shake it, making sure everything is secure. Next, you'll add the liquids and glitter to the jar. A good ratio is 1 cup to water to 3 teaspoons glycerin, oil, 3 teaspoons glitter. Lastly, tighten the lid on the jar and glue it shut and enjoy. So that looked like a fun event. Homemade snow globes. That's the first I've seen that. So that we got to try that. The sparrow's nest here in Cary. So they say sales this week from 12/16 to 12/21. Score some amazing deals before Christmas. $2 blue tag clothing, 50% off lamps, 50% off Christmas and holiday attire. Whether you're looking for last-minute gifts, festive outfits, or home decor to complete your holiday setup, we've got you covered. Shop now and grab these deals before they're gone. It's a perfect last-minute gifts and holiday cheer. And here's some pictures of below there of some of the things they carry. You never know what you're going to find. It's a box of chocolates over there. It's always a fun time to go through there and support that cause. The Peaceful Project here, a local business that just opened. They have a location in McHenry as well. They're in downtown Cary. It says order for same-day pickup, same-day shipping when available, and local delivery. And then she also said, she's pretty active on social media. She also said that she's going to be doing a last-minute shopping event for, they're going to be open late on Christmas Eve. I don't know if that's official or not, but she said she's going to maybe stay open for some last-minute gifts. Which is always nice for me. I always wait for the last minute for some things. But keep an eye on that for local business opening late. And then going with the theme of local business, I saw this. Tracks and Cary has a pork chop dinner special going on. So if you're not wanting to cook and you want to go out, consider them. That's a Monday special. Cary Dairy says layer up with Cary Dairy 3-layer 8-inch ice cream cakes, perfect for any occasion. Baby cakes and 8-inch cakes are always available in store or your custom cake online. Northwest Herald says National Maple Syrup Day is December 17th, so treat the whole family to a pancake breakfast at one of these award-winning restaurants near you. I did not pull the list. But we all know of Eggville. We haven't featured them on this, but the former Cary restaurant, they updated their menu and redesigned. So give them a try for National Maple Syrup Day. Oh, I was going to pull in the maple syrup scene from Elf. So just pretend you saw that there and you got a laugh out of it. The Salvation Army has a mayor competition for all local mayors to see who can raise the most money in their red kettle. This is a picture of the Huntley mayor. And looks like they had a fun time out there, bundled up. for the inaugural mayoral Red Kettle Challenge. That was a Huntley mayor, and then our very own mayor was out at the Kerry Jewels raising money. So thank you to that team. And then also we had a first. This was probably my daughter's first time ever giving to a Red Kettle that she knew that she's like, I don't want to give my money, because she doesn't know the goodwill. So there's an opportunity there to show that, hey, we can help families that are less fortunate and, you know, kind of need that boost around the holidays. And it was fun walking into the Farm and Fleets. We went for a little a run for some supplies. And this group of right here, the Community Clover Leaves 4-H Woodstock, they were so loud. You could hear them from the parking lot. And then we went shopping. We were in the back of the store, and you could hear them screaming Merry Christmas at the top of their lungs from the back of the store. And it was amazing. And we paid with cash so we could get change. And she had a fun time giving the change to the Red Kettle. So we want to thank them for bringing that. I think we've given before, but I think this is the first time it stuck with her. And we want to thank them for giving us that opportunity. And then we have a Voices Carry Live board meeting watch party coming up tomorrow, starting at 5:30. We'll be going through the village board meeting. They're going to be having it live at the village hall at 6 p.m. But ours starts at 5:30. We'll go through the agenda minutes. And what we do for the reason why we do this is to be involved with our community, but then also, you know, everybody likes, you know, I'm a parent, so it's hard to have time all the time to get involved with the community, and it's something that we all wish that we had more time to do. So the reason why it's on this program is to kind of bring it to a new platform and to put a new twist on getting involved with the community. You know, whenever we go through things, anything that might be confusing, I'll chime in and share with you what I know. If there's something that I don't know, I'll look it up and have it for you the next show. And it's a fun time to watch how the process works and how government works. It's important, I think, to get kids involved with that process. I shared this story before when I first started going to meetings a long time ago. There was, I think it was when they were building the assisted living healthcare on Three Oaks Road, and there was a Boy Scout troop that had come with like five or six kids, and there were some parents there, and they set up a whole presentation of what they wanted to see done with that, and it was about recycling. They noticed that the local contractor didn't have a recycling program for that location, so it's pretty much insert anything there. It doesn't have to be recycling, but that's kind of a easy one to wrap your hands around. And to get kids involved into that process of, you know, one, not being afraid to speak publicly about things that you believe in or want to see change in, and then also just that that event of going there and speaking publicly about moving the needle and where you'd like to see things go. That it starts with recycling, and then it can grow into something a lot really beautiful for getting our youth into leadership roles or affecting change in the future. So that's my two cents on that. And I'm remaining hopeful for a white Christmas. And the firefighter in me saw this photo and I liked it. This is Brian. Brian makes sure that the hydrant in front of his house is clear. Be like Brian. I've been on many fire calls where I'm driving the big red truck, and you know, you have so much water in the fire truck, and your biggest thing is getting positive water, which means you want to hook up to that water supply so you don't have to. That's one less thing that you have to worry about is running out of water. So it's important, if you don't have the means to dig it out like Brian did here, just get the top visible, and that'll help the firefighters locate the fire hydrant. It's crucial minutes to, they have maps to where they show where all the hydrants are located, but when seconds count and you're trying to get in there and you know, do good, it really helps a lot, for those folks, especially when it's, you know, freezing outside. I wanted to bring that in and show that to you. We have, on Christmas Eve, we have our Voices Carry Christmas Eve celebration, which will be live tracking Santa. We are working with NORAD right now. They are busy doing their own thing right now that has more to do with Santa, but they are going to still track Santa, and we're going to be working closely with NORAD to welcome Santa into the area and make sure that he finds all of our homes well, and we'll be broadcasting live and in studio and also remotely to find out who is welcoming Santa with lights. That right there, you can see Santa Claus coming in to the Chicagoland area, and we'll be working with Lake in the Hills Airport and also O'Hare to find out where exactly and when Santa is coming in. So we look forward to doing that with you, and I hope you enjoyed my Karnak impression. I did have a few how cold is it outside jokes, but I don't think we're ready for those. But maybe next year. I look forward to seeing you guys all tomorrow. And you know, it's really an honor putting this show together for you. It's really a fun time to you know, bring events to you that are uplifting. And bring the conversation to you to where you can, you know, if you see something, if you pick one thing out and talk about it, you know, that's a win for me. And if you get a smile on your face, that's also a win for me too. So I want to thank all of you. And if you have anything for us, please email us. We did get some responses for our Maplewood special. We did a Maplewood school special. If you have not seen that, go in the archives. It was a few days ago. And check out the Maplewood special. If you have any comments on that, or if you have any photos of your dog, like for the Northwest Herald, or a cat dressed up in holiday decor, please email us at voicescarry@proton.me. The email is in the description below. That's voicescarry@proton.me. And that's a secure email. You can be anonymous and let us know what you think. We always have a great time here, and we haven't checked in on Bigfoot lately. Let's check in on Bigfoot. That's still working. The first time I was doing the show, I found a video. I was doing research and found a video that said Bigfoot Cary, Illinois. So when the holidays die down, I think that's going to be at the top of the list to investigate. That says Bigfoot in Cary, Illinois. So we'll have to look into that. And then also, if you'd like to join us on the program, and if you're a local business owner or want to, you know, sit down and have a chat about why you started and get your story out there, we want to help. So please email us at voicescarry@proton.me. It's always a pleasure, and have a great rest of your day. Happy Monday, and we will see you tomorrow.
You're confirmed at T-minus 10 seconds.
In counting, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Reach for the sky.
Huh?
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody's poisoned the water hole.
It's busted.
Right.
play nice.